This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The foreign ministers of Armenia and Azerbaijan sat down for talks on Friday in Moscow, trying to resolve the recent escalation of conflict in the Azeri breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev took a tough line in a speech to the nation as the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers talked in Moscow about ending fighting that broke out September 27th and has killed more than 400 people in and around the enclave. Nagorno-Karabakh technically belongs to Azerbaijan under international law, but it broke away in a war as the Soviet Union collapsed and is populated and governed by ethnic Armenians. The World Health Organization's top emergencies expert said on Friday it was sad to see the number of COVID-19 cases rising again in Europe and that governments must take decisive action to shut down transmission of the virus. Mike Ryan told a news briefing in Geneva that there are no new answers, that people know what they need to do, adding that Europe must be very careful with mass gatherings. Spain's government has declared a state of emergency in Madrid, wresting control of efforts to fight the coronavirus from local authorities. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The two-week ban imposed by Spain's national government on reluctant regional officials prohibit all non-essential trips in and out of the capital and nine of its suburbs, affecting around 4.8 million people. Restaurants must close at 11 p.m. and shops at 10 p.m. and reduce occupancy to 50% of their capacity. Police controls were set up on main routes out of the city center, with officers stopping and quizzing drivers as to their destination. I'm Zaria Shakili.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Food Agency, the World Food Program, won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for its efforts to combat hunger and to improve conditions for peace in areas affected by conflict. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the United Nations Agency, the World Food Program, for its efforts in combating hunger and improving the conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas. The UN Food Agency, which is based in Rome, says it helps some 97 million people every year across roughly 88 countries. But that one in nine people worldwide still do not have enough to eat. The World Food Programme called this a, quote, proud moment and nothing short of a feat. The coveted prize is worth $1.1 million and will be presented in Oslo on December 10th.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. As Kyrgyzstan declares a state of emergency, the former president, Almazbek Atambayev, survived an assassination attempt in Bishkek on Friday. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Kyrgyz leaders say the state of emergency would include tight security restrictions and a curfew that will last until October 21st. Meanwhile, a former president, Almazbek Atambayev, reportedly survived an assassination attempt Friday. Russia's RIA news agency said his car was shot at. He'd been at a rally in Bishkek earlier in the day. Kyrgyzstan has seen a power vacuum since Sunday's election was denounced as fraudulent by opposition parties. But the opposition isn't unified. The groups are arguing among themselves about seizing government buildings and forcing the cancellation of Sunday's results. Russia has described the situation in Kyrgyzstan, which borders China and hosts a Russian military base, as chaos.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. U.S. weather forecasters say hurricane and life-threatening storm surge warnings are in effect from eastern Texas to Mississippi as Hurricane Delta approaches the southern U.S. Gulf Coast and is expected to come ashore later Friday. Ken Graham is with the National Hurricane Center.
Holly Pete's over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, dangerous. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's dangerous.
Delta is the latest in a series of hurricanes to strike the Gulf Coast this year. Much of the region, particularly the area around Lake Charles, Louisiana, is still recovering from Category 4 Hurricane Laura, which smashed into the area in late August. You can find more at our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. It's